Thursday sanctioned Iran over its weekend missile and drone attacks on Israel, targeting individuals and companies that provide weapons and materials for Tehran's war machine. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Thursday, "We helped defeat this attack, and today we are holding Iran accountable, imposing new sanctions and export controls on the country." The Treasury Department sanctions target 16 individuals and two entities that work to supply unmanned aerial vehicles, plus five companies that provide components for one of Iran's largest steel producers. Speaking to reporters, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said Thursday the sanctions will be added to the long list U.S. has already imposed on Iran.
Over the last 3 years, we've done 600 sanctions across a wide range of entities and individuals, organizations and businesses across Iran. These are specifically targeted at their drone capability, and we'll keep the option open for any more that we need.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Thursday painted a dark picture of the situation in the Middle East, warning that spiraling tensions over the war in Gaza and Iran's attack on Israel could devolve into a full-scale regional conflict. The UN Secretary General, speaking at the UN, added, "This moment of maximum peril must be a time for maximum restraint." Guterres also said Israel's military offensive on Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip in retaliation for the October 7th attack on Israel has created a humanitarian hellscape for civilians, and he issued a caution for Israel.
Tens of thousands of people have been killed. 2 million Palestinians have endured death, destruction, and the denial of life-saving humanitarian aid, and they are now staring down on starvation. An Israeli operation in Rafah would compound this humanitarian catastrophe.
This is VOA News. British authorities say they've disrupted a cybercrime network that stole data from thousands of people. Associated Press correspondent Cameron